Luke chapter 1, verse 26. Isabel's going to read for us some of Luke's account of the time around Jesus' birth.
Thank you. Okay, good morning, everyone. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God."
Thanks heaps, Isabel. All right, guys, did you know Jesus is God's great King forever? Like forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. There will never be a time when Jesus is not God's great King. One of the reasons that we know that is because God sent an angel to Mary to make sure that she knew it. And that's pretty cool, isn't it? I want you to picture the scene that Isabel has just read for us. There's this teenage girl called Mary. She's hanging out at home in Nazareth, and the angel Gabriel rocks up. And you're like, wow, there's an angel. That doesn't happen every day. That's pretty amazing. And in fact, I think this is a pretty cool thing about the Bible, that it teaches us that there really are angels. Like, they're pretty mysterious. We don't know a lot about them. The Bible doesn't tell us a lot about them. God obviously doesn't think we need to know heaps of details, but it says they're there. They're very real. This is no fairy story. Mary's there hanging out in home in Nazareth, and the angel Gabriel shows up. But this isn't just any old angel, because we're told the name of this angel. Gabriel is a name that means the mighty man of God. And we first read about the angel Gabriel in the Old Testament book of Daniel, where we learn that he is one of the great servants of God. He's not just any old angel, he is an important one. And it's not surprising that Mary is a little bit surprised, even a bit confused. And it's not surprising that Gabriel would need to say to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary," because I think Mary was probably pretty afraid. Like, kids, how do you think you would feel if the mighty man of God came and stood there in front of you and you'd never seen him before? I think it would be a bit scary. But if God has sent this mighty angel Gabriel to give some good news to Mary, it must be pretty important, right? Well, sure enough, Gabriel tells Mary that she's going to have a baby, which is fine, because Mary's about to get married to Joseph, so that's all okay. But Gabriel seems to mean that this baby is coming before Mary gets married, which is a bit surprising to Mary. But the most surprising thing is what this baby is going to be called. Did you notice, as Isabel read this for us, that Gabriel tells us three different names for this baby? Now, I know there's some very little babies here, and there's a few of us that are a bit older. I've got two names. I'm Simon and John. You might have, maybe some of us do have three names, I don't know, but this one has three very significant names. Now, the Minis kids over the last little while have been decorating some signs with the names that God gave this little baby. So can I have three volunteers from Minis? And Heidi, I think you were helping them out with this, so I reckon you can come and help us out a little bit more. Are there three little Minis kids that did some sign decoration that would like to come and hold these up for us? Yeah, come on down. I can't see who's that hand, but Lizzie, come on down. We've got Lizzie, we've got Eddie, and Heidi's helping us out. That's awesome. So come and stand up here. I might need some. Yeah, there we go. Thanks, Peter. First, Gabriel tells Mary that she needs to call this baby Jesus. Who's going to hold Jesus for us? Jeb and Cody, you do that. Hold that up nice and high so that the grown-ups can see that. Now, in the language that Mary spoke, the name Jesus actually meant something. We hear the word Jesus and we just think, oh, that's a name, Jesus, like Simon or Heidi. But the name Jesus in Mary's language means something. It means God saves. So that's pretty cool, isn't it? Mary was to call her son God saves. Okay, but then Gabriel tells Mary two more things about what this baby will be called. First, he says this about Jesus. He says, he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. Oh man, this is awesome decorations. Who's holding Son of the Most High? All right, and we're going to hold that up high. I think Heidi's got that one, and then we'll do one more over there in a minute. Son of the Most High. You know what's really interesting about that? Because Most High, that is a name that in the Old Testament was used for God. Because he is the Most High. He's the Most High King. God is the most powerful, the most greatest, the most glorious King of all kings. God is the Most High. So Jesus will be called God Saves. Oh, help us out, Cody. Yeah, great. God Saves. Jesus. And he is Son of the Most High. It's almost like Jesus is the Son of God, right? Well, actually, that's exactly what Gabriel said, isn't it? Here you go, guys. This is the third sign that you've been preparing. Thank you. Jesus will actually be called the Son of God. Let me read for you again what Gabriel said to Mary. The Holy Spirit will come on you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Wow, three names for one little baby. God saves, Jesus. He's the Son of the Most High, the Son of God. Jesus really is great. Actually, Gabriel said just how great he would be. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. Wow. You know how we're going to help us to think about this, guys? Can I have you put those signs on this throne? Because this throne, which I think you guys also made for us, didn't you? How good is that? Let's put Jesus there. And we might go, which one have we got here? Son of God. We'll put that down the front in like the, right at the front. And his Son of the Most High, which we'll see if we can prop up there. I don't know, something like this. Let's do it that way and that way. Because they're all on his throne reminding us who Jesus is. And he's the mighty King who sits on God's great throne. Now, if you guys want to head to your seats, thank you so much. Why don't we thank the Minis, guys, for their decorations, because Gabriel said that this iPad hopefully survived. This little baby is God's great king, and his reign would continue forever. Gabriel said, Jesus is God's great king forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever, and we could keep going on. And that's tremendously good news, because it means that whatever is happening in this world, whatever is happening in your life, we know that Jesus is still God's great king over all. And that's what I want the grown-ups to ponder while we keep thinking about this. Because kids, even if you see confusing things or scary things in the world, even if we have really tough times in our lives, we know that Jesus is still God's great king over all of it, forever. There is no time when he is not king. Now, I reckon we find forever a bit hard for us to get our heads around. So, I need a volunteer. Maybe one of we are the two kids that hasn't been up here yet and not my... Everyone, thanks. Come on down, please. This rope is going to help us to think about how long Jesus' kingdom will go for. Can you please take that end, Siobhan, and just head towards the back of church down there. Actually, Heidi, I might need you to stand on the corner here so that that rope doesn't pull across people. Yeah, just make sure it doesn't go on your eyes either. That's good, that's good. So, Siobhan, you're walking this, and we'll get you to the back of church, and the rope is still going on. Hey, little kids, do you see that? The rope is still coming out. This is, just stop there for a minute. Siobhan, stop for a minute. Siobhan's a long way away. But the rope's still going. And all throughout this time, it's like helping us to think about how long forever is. It's pretty long. Because this is like how Jesus, well, he was, you know what? Jesus was God's great king through all of the years after that he died on the cross and rose again. He was still God's great king. And some of the grown-ups here might like listening to podcasts about the Roman Empire. It turns out that that's one of the most popular things you can podcast. Who knew and why? All the way through that, Jesus was God's great king. All the way through the Middle Ages. Kids, do you know what the Middle Ages are famous for? What's something that the Middle Ages are famous for? Knights in shining armor riding around on their horses. Yeah, who was the great king? Jesus, all the way through it, all the way, just like this long rope. Now, Siobhan's looking pretty tired down there. So is there another kid that can go and help Siobhan? We're going to go like a relay. Josh, thank you. Siobhan, can you hand this over to Josh? Hand that over to Josh. And we're going to need another help, Henry or Charlie, because I reckon Josh is running fairly fast. And just walk for us, Josh. Can you help Heidi here and make sure that it keeps going? Josh, can you go to the back of the church, right down to the back of the gym there? I'm going to see if this rope goes long enough. Because we've got to get it in our heads that Jesus is always God's forever king, ever and ever and ever and ever. And we never get to a point where Jesus stops being God's great king. All right. No, where are you up to, Josh? Josh, can you hear us? Because Jesus is still God's great king all the way down there. All right. He's got to the end of the gym. Oof. Look. Just pause for a minute, because I wonder how long we could go on for. Actually, that's the point, isn't it? Because you guys want to see when the rope's going to end, don't you? You're thinking, Simon's illustration's got to stop working at some point. Well, I tell you a hint, I got the longest bit of rope in Bunnings. So it's going to go on for a long, long time. No, you're not even halfway there. So, we're going to stop because actually that's kind of the point. Heidi, that'll do. Thank you. That's kind of the point, isn't it? We all know this rope will eventually run out. But is there ever going to be a time when Jesus stops being God's great king? No, there's not. All right? So, let's leave the rope there. It's an occupational health and safety hazard, but it's a learning tool. So, please don't trip over the rope and definitely don't play tug of war on it, or we will have to roll it up. Kids, in the middle of the fun... Oh, Josh, you're welcome to come back. You can put the rope down and come back. Well done. Give Josh a round of applause. And Siobhan, who did the first half. See, that rope keeps going and going and going, and it reminds us that Jesus will always be God's great king. You know, 30 years ago, they couldn't imagine that there would have been things in your phone that you could, you know, find the weather out from. We probably don't know how quick it's going to be before, I don't know, what do you think would be pretty cool, Charlie? Like electric hoverboards instead of skateboards? Like, whenever they come around, if someone works out how to make an electric hoverboard, Jesus will still be God's great king. If humanity ever gets to fly to the planet Mars, Jesus will still be God's great king. Because unlike this rope that does eventually run out, his reign doesn't. And we've actually got a great song about that now. If you've been with us here at church over the course of this year, you know the tune, Holy Forever. We've sung it a few times. But we've had some new words written for us, not by us, but those who produced the song, written for Christmas time to remind us that this little baby that Gabriel said to Mary, you're going to have a baby, he is going to be God's great king forever. So let's stand and sing about that together. Well, friends, take a seat, and in fact, band, thank you for serving us so well. There's a bit of a break in the action now. You're welcome to take a seat too, if you like. How good is that? that Jesus is God's great king forever, except that is only good news if Jesus is a good king, hey? Now, parents, if that rope is just being really distracting, we can actually move it. I don't want it to be stressful for you. Feel free, if any parent needs, to come and grab the bag and move it down the gym. I shall leave that up to you. Oh, you're going to do it that way. Okay, thanks, Simon. Yep, that's good, that's good. Imagine what it would be like if Jesus was a mean, nasty, horrible king. That would be a terrible kind of king to have forever. So God sent Gabriel to Mary to tell her that Jesus was going to be born and that he would be God's great king forever. But when Jesus was actually born, God didn't just send one angel, he sent stacks of them, a whole choir. And they help us to learn what kind of king Jesus is. Are we going to read this part of the Bible together? And it will be helpful to have a whole stack of the kids up the front to help us to get our heads into what's going on here and learn about it more clearly. So why don't the kids come on down the front? I've just got to rearrange things so I can make sense of where I'm at. Come on down the front. Don't work with kids and animals. And here we are. It might be helpful to have a couple of parents to help us navigate some of this as well. Let's see how we go. Now, Jesus is still on the throne, but we're going to use the throne in a minute. So I'm just redecorating. Okay. All right. So we have on the screen for us the words from Luke chapter 2 that we're going to be reading through. Kids, it's okay if you can't read what's on the screen because we're going to explain it as we go. So, in those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. Turns out Caesar Augustus was a fan of podcasts about the Roman Empire too. He wanted to know exactly how big it was. So, we need a Caesar. Do you know what Caesar means? What's Caesar mean? Oh, no, you're volunteering to be Caesar. Yeah, okay, well, that's... I actually need one of the smaller kids because we're not quite sure of the load rating on our chair here. Lizzie, come on up. Come on up, Lizzie. You put your hand up if you would like. Caesar means king. So when we read about Caesar Augustus wanting to count everyone in his kingdom, he wanted to show everybody how he was a great, big, super important king. Have we got anyone that wants to come and sit on the throne and be Caesar Augustus? Jeb, do you want to sit on the chair for a bit? No, okay. Would you like to, Cody? Yep, okay. Caesar Augustus is rocking Spider-Man. Love that. Come on up, take a seat, and we're going to put a special crown on you because we are learning that actually not everyone wants to have Jesus on the throne. And this man, Caesar Augustus, he wanted to show everyone that he was the most important king, the big guy. And that's what a census did. It was a way of working out how many people is he king over. So if we keep reading on, Luke tells us that this was the first census that took place while Quirinius was the governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph went up from Nazareth in Galilee to Judea. So we need a Joseph. And we often see Christmas cards that make this look all really pretty and nice. And yeah, Harris, coming up. Joseph... We are told that he went from Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, and that is not pretty. That is not like soft focus, Christmas card, all looking cozy. That's a really long walk. So Joseph is loading up for a big, long walk in the hot sun because it's a tough spot to go for a walk. And Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he longed to the house and the line of David, and he went there with Mary. Ah, yes. Can we have a Mary? Siobhan's already had a go. Ivy, come on up. This is going to be Mary. And once again, there is no donkey mentioned here, so Mary, you're on foot as well. Maybe they had a donkey. We don't really know. But you've got a backpack because you are going for a long walk as well. Yep, just a minute. There's your hat because it's very hot and sunny. It's going to be tough. Joseph went with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, and she was expecting a child. Oh, actually, I should have thought about the wardrobe here because somehow can you put baby Jesus in your tummy? What about you tuck him under here? This is not anatomically correct, but baby Jesus is in your tummy. He hasn't come out yet. Okay, so can you hold him tight? I'll tell you what. Oh. All right. No, baby Jesus is doing just fine. So tuck this in here. I didn't think to check who was wearing what before I asked for volunteers. Just hold baby Jesus tight there. Can you hold him tight? Because baby Jesus is in Mary's tummy at this point. Now, you two need to go for a long walk. So could you walk all the way around, out the back, past, see over where Mum is, Ivy? Walk all the way around, out the back to Mum, and then come back again. Okay? Go for a long walk, because you went all the way from Bethlehem to Judea. And that walk was very important, because a long time ago, God had said that his great king would be born in the town of Bethlehem, in the family line of King David. And Joseph, he was part of that family. So he was going back to his own hometown for the census. So isn't that interesting? Augustus, played for us by Cody, Augustus thought he was the big important king. And so he called a census and he made everyone move around. It was very inconvenient. These guys had to go for a long walk. But actually, God was using Caesar Augustus' great big ego, thinking how big he was, to actually get Mary and Joseph to the right spot so that he could show that baby Jesus is actually God's great king. Anyway, Augustus, thank you. You've done a great job. You can sit down, Cody. Well done. Well done. Thank you. Mary and Joseph, wait here because you've arrived in Bethlehem now and I reckon there's going to be a pretty massive party to welcome the great king, isn't there? Is Bethlehem all ready? Everyone's excited. The great king is coming. Is that what happens in this story?
No.
What happens?
Born in a stinky
stable. Let's see what Luke said, because I don't remember the word stinky. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. Wow, that is like very anticlimactic. That just happened. This is God's great king being born, and it was like, just like, let me just read on a bit. Mary wrapped her son in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. So, Ivy, can we have baby Jesus now? Can we have baby Jesus? And we're here being wrapped in swaddling cloths, and we're not really sure what that is, but it's actually just the nice way of wrapping up a baby to keep them warm. There you go. And does anyone know what a manger is?
Yeah, a feeding trough.
It's a feeding trough. It's a feeding trough. How many of you have got Christmas cards where it looks like this special, beautiful, just the right size for a baby, kind of like a cute little cot? I've seen Christmas cards like that. It's kind of basically just a bucket. Okay, so this is where like the food scraps went for like the chickens, and the hay for the cows. It's kind of the great king, forever and ever, kind of went in just a bucket. Goodness me. Now, he is very precious. Mary and Joseph loved their little baby boy, but he went in a manger. Now, I think that's a pretty amazing thing. There wasn't some great big festival. It was all very simple because did Jesus just come for the famous people? Did Jesus just come for the rich people? What kind of king does this tell us Jesus is? Is Jesus a proud king?
No.
No. Is he a mean king?
No.
No, he's a humble, kind, servant-hearted king. All right, I'm going to need some more help in a minute because Mary and Joseph, can you sit down on the stage over here? Mary and Joseph? Mary and Joseph, just over here. Mary and Joseph, you can take your backpacks off and your hat if you like because you've done your long walk. That's great. Let's read on. We read that there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch of their flocks at night. So, okay, I need three shepherds over here. If I can have three shepherds, please. Okay, Eddie is very keen to be a shepherd. Eddie, you are keeping watch of your flocks, so you have some binoculars. And then I need two more shepherds, please. Alex is going to be a shepherd. All right, I saw you lying down. This is night shift. So, Alex, you're the shepherd having a little nap. And George, come on up. You're going to take the next shift. So you're having your cup of tea. Because what I'm trying to help us to realise is these were just ordinary people doing their thing. They were out there looking after their sheep at night, and someone needs to have a sleep. Someone needs to have a cup of coffee or tea. And we've got Eddie on watch. Now, we need some sheep. And I was stretching the costume section at home. So the flock of sheep are going to come over here. And this is quite a woolly thing. So I reckon this is a good one for the little people that would like to come and be snuggly, cozy little sheep. Does anyone want to come over here? No, that is you are not a snuggly, cozy little sheep, Jay, or Josh, or Henry. Does anyone want to come and be... You get to snuggle up in this really nice woolly rug because this helps us to remember that sheep are... Nobody wants to be a snuggly, woolly sheep. Cody, come on up. Good on you. Look at that. You can just... There you go. You're a one sheep flock. There you go. Just you get to chill out there. It's the funnest job of the night, of the morning. So, we have shepherds watching sheep, and an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around. And this gets very difficult to demonstrate. So, all right, Annie, you've been very patient. I shall let you be our angel. And you can work out how you're going to make the glory of the Lord shine around. So, don't worry, kids, there are plenty of these. You will each get one in a minute. So shepherds, the angel is going to say something to you. Now remember, angels demonstrate the glory of the Lord. That is a pretty spectacular thing. It is not something you see every day. And Luke tells us they were terrified. So shepherds, can you be terrified, please? Can you be terrified for me? All right. These apparently are very disinterested, terrified shepherds. All right, they're brave shepherds. That's the word. That's the word we're looking for. Now, and actually, maybe the sheep were terrified as well. Angel of the Lord, can you shine the glory of the Lord over here? And I think the sheep are a bit terrified. That is a terrified-looking sheep. But the angel said to them, actually, this is a serious point. Have we heard anyone else speak in this story yet? I'm about to give our angel some special things to say. This is the first time we've heard what anyone said in the whole story. And when we read the Bible, that's a pretty good cue that this is going to be important for us to pay attention to, right? Okay, so angel, can you repeat after me? Can we help the angel with a glorious voice? Don't be afraid.
Do not be afraid.
Thank you, Mike. There you go. The most obvious thing to say when you're a terrifying being is don't be afraid. Okay, the next thing you need to say, angel, is I bring you good news.
I bring you good news.
That will cause great joy.
That will cause great joy.
For one or two people. Oh, no, hang on. Okay. No. For all people.
Okay. For all people.
Okay.
So, whatever the angel is about to say is really good news for everyone. Let's find out what the angel said.
Okay. Today in the town of David.
Now, does anyone remember what is the name of the town of David? Bethlehem, nailed that. Okay.
Here is the Messiah.
No, a Saviour
has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.
Yes. So that is the good news for everyone. God's great King, because that's what the word Messiah means. God's great King has been born. This angel is talking about Jesus. And he is the Saviour. And this is good news for everyone. And then, suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel. So, you guys are the company of the heavenly host.
Here.
Displaying the glory of the Lord everywhere. Now we're excited about participation. No, just, you can have one each. And two, if other people haven't got them, can we please share them around? We will make sure that shepherds and Mary and Joseph and everyone else gets them too. Because this is displaying the glory of the Lord everywhere. Yep, the glory of the Lord is flowing on over to you. All right, I'll let you guys share them around. Now, Mary and Joseph, I don't want you to miss out. You are not part of the angelic host, but there is so much glory of the Lord shining around.
Can I
that that is all over us. Now, I've got something that the whole crowd of angels need to say. All right, the whole crowd of angels. Can you repeat after me? Because this is the news that all of the angels said. So are we all listening? You need to be able to say this after me. Glory to God. In the highest heaven.
And on earth.
Peace to those. On whom his favour rests. Now, it seems pretty likely that these angels weren't just saying this, they were speaking it. So Jay and others, can we just hold our glow sticks? Because we're going to say it again. Because this is really important. It's not just so that we can sing Christmas carols a long time later. It's so that we understand what kind of King Jesus is. Can you say it after me again? Glory to God. Hey, boys, let's pause. Let's think. Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth, peace to those on whom his favour rests. All right, now we are actually going to stop here. This is a really important bit. We don't have any more glow sticks or props or costumes or anything else. Because this tells us why it is really good news for all people that Jesus is God's great King. So we've got Mary and Joseph. Can you give us a wave, Mary and Joseph? We've got shepherds. Can you give us a wave? We've got sheep over here. Love it. Thank you. Angels, everyone, we are all learning why it is so good that Jesus is God's great King. That needs to be held still. Because Jesus will bring glory to God. He helps us to see how awesome and wonderful and glorious God is. Can we be sitting on our bottoms, please, and with hands together? That's it. Very good. Just for those that don't know the family, they are the pastor's kids, so I don't necessarily speak to everyone that way. So it is really good news that Jesus is God's great King forever because he shows us what God is like. He brings glory to God. And second, he brings peace to those on whom God's favour rests. So, what kind of king is Jesus? He is the king who brings peace. Now, I've got a question for the kids down the front here that the grown-ups can think about too. But kids, when you think about peace, what do you think of? Is there something that comes to mind? A dove. Okay, peace. Yep, dove. That's nice.
A heart.
A heart. Anything else? Anything else? Yep, peace. Meditation. Wow, okay. The things we learn at school. Yes, peace. Peace. Being quiet. Yeah, other words that come to mind about peace? Sorry. The cross. Siobhan is helping us to jump ahead. Because when God's angels talk about peace, they're not just saying, oh yes, everything is calm and quiet. Chill. Because God's angels throughout the Bible want us to know the kind of peace that Jesus brings is peace between us and God. And that's what Jesus did for us on the cross. When this little baby grows up, he brings peace by dying on the cross for us. You see, on us, on our own, do you remember who was the guy that sat up on the throne? Can you hop off the throne for me, please?
No, it was
Caesar Augustus, wasn't it?
No, the sheep.
Yeah, it was Caesar Augustus who then was appropriately demoted to the role of sheep. Thank you, Cody. Because that's actually what we're all like. Let's just, can I have eyes with me again? Not the grown-ups, that's okay. But kids, eyes with me. Did you know the reason Luke tells us the story like this is because he wants us to know that we're all a little bit like Caesar Augustus? We all want to sit on the throne. We all want to be the boss. We like to be the big guys. But actually, Luke is teaching us that this little baby is the one who brings us peace. And that's what the first angel said. This was for everybody, not just the famous people, not just the strong people, not just the good people, not just people who've got themselves sorted out with God. That's what Jesus came to do. All right, we are going to sing a song that helps us to remember that Jesus came to give peace to everybody.